Roman Catholic Bishop Alex Lodiong Sakor of Yei Diocese says thousands of refugees in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda are yearning to return home, but a lack of basic services like schools and health care prevents them from doing so. Bishop Lodiong says food rations in the refugee camps are inadequate. For instance, he says one person receives 8 kilograms of food to last an entire month, while the United Nations continues to reduce food rations.
We have to continue to build back, to rehabilitate back all our institutions of service, so that when our people come back home, they get out of their places where children can go to school, they can go to health centers, services, they can get the clean water because some of the boreholes are already destroyed.
Following his consecration in May this year, Bishop Lodiong visited several parishes in the Yei Diocese and traveled to refugee camps. He says the refugees do not own land to grow food. Bishop Lodiong says the refugees are forced to rent parcels of land from the host communities to try produce food. He says the refugees sell some of their food rations in order to rent a piece of land for cultivation. While visiting areas in Yei, Kajukeji, and Morobo counties of Central Equatoria State, Bishop Lodiong says he found that some of the refugees did return from the camps, but some who had returned decided to go back to the refugee camps because of fear of insecurity in their villages.
Some even got killed because some of our soldiers, our army, are not so friendly with our people in their villages. And some of them got killed, and our brothers are being scared, and some of them are killed. They decided to go back to the camp.
Bishop Lodiong says the situation for returning refugees is made worse due to a lack of cooperation and understanding between the civilians and the organized forces. He says some houses of the returnees are still being occupied by government forces, which causes fear and intimidates returning refugees, but Lodiong says the soldiers are not to blame.
The government need to take care of our soldiers. You know, when I was moving in Yei, going to those areas where nobody has gone for the last 7 years, I found soldiers, of course, on the road posted in some posts. And when you see the soldier there, you even pity him. You pity him because he's carrying a gun. He doesn't have much clothes on his body. The clothes are torn. You don't have shoes. You will find that somebody is very hungry.
Bishop Lodiong says some soldiers resort to cutting down trees in the bush for charcoal to earn some money. According to the UN Refugee Agency, at the end of August, neighboring countries hosted more than 2.2 million South Sudanese refugees. All of them were displaced due to conflicts that broke out in South Sudan in 2013 and again in 2016. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.